That's where it was.
Michel's Gemara starts off, mitzvah hay is the mitzvah. Mitzvah hay starts off, mitzvah hay, mitzvah shitas ha-Pesach. There's a mitzvah to be shochet to carbon Pesach. Lishchot v'yomar ba'asar v'nisan, bein har-avayim, a mitzvah shecht on the 14th of Nisan. This year it'll be on Wednesday, bein har-avayim, set tamim zachar ben shana, and it goes through the whole thing, and v'zeh nekrit carbon Pesach shenema, v'shachetu oso kol ka'al adas Yisrael bein har-avayim. That kol ka'al adas Yisrael bein har-avayim has a mitzvah shecht. Sounds like from the pashtus of the Lashon, it is a mitzvah to shecht the carbon Pesach. In other words, and this is where we're going to try to figure out. Seems like the pashtus shot, we would say that every Jew, every person, every Gerimer included in this, have a mitzvah to shecht the carbon Pesach. Now, shechting carbon Pesach doesn't only mean shechting carbon Pesach. Obviously, shechting carbon Pesach means to get the carbon Pesach brought on the Mizbeach, and then eventually it'll come to maybe another mitzvah to eat the carbon Pesach. But the lashon is that the mitzvah v'shachetu aso kol ka'al is the mitzvah of shechting carbon Pesach. However, this is not so pashut. This is not so pashut at all that the mitzvah is mutal on the yachid. Every ben Yisrael has a mitzvah to shechting carbon Pesach. Not so pashut at all. We do find other shita also. For example, we find that a person can't eat meat unless it's shach, it's nishchat. Unless it's shechted. But we wouldn't say necessarily there's a mitzvah, chiyuv aseh, on everybody to bring to shecht meat. If he wants to eat meat, he has to have it shechted. So too over here, technically we could learn that the mitzvah, the yochid, is not necessarily chiyuv to do the ma'aseh shechita. Rather, he has to bring the carbon Pesach. One of the things is to bring the carbon Pesach is to have it shechted. Maybe the zrika is also something. Obviously, the zrika is necessary, but the chiyuv to shecht it is not mutal on the yachid to do. And we'll see that there are a lot of nafkaminas concerning this. But let's just try to set up the sugya in a way that's not confusing. It happens to be that the Ar Sameach says, when he talks about this, he says it's a very omuk sugya. I'm not exactly sure what part of the amsis he's referring to. But he says the sugya is a very omuk sugya to figure out if you need a shechita, if there's a mitzvah to do the ma'aseh shechita by Karban Pesach, and we'll discuss about other kachim as well. The pashtos, the Gemara, in two places, seems to say that there is a mitzvah to shecht the Karban Pesach. There is a mitzvah to shecht not only the Karban Pesach, but there's a mitzvah to shecht all kachim have a chiyuv to shecht. One is a Gemara. There are three Gemaras we're going to discuss. Two of them we're going to discuss because that's really where the Rishonim discuss it. And the third one we're going to leave, and we'll hopefully at the end we'll wrap it up with that. One Gemara is a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says on the Zayin, the Gemara there is discussing. Well, we'll see. It sounds like it's not Muchach, but it certainly is. It certainly Mashmo says that the Gemara in Daf Zayin and Beis discussing what bracha you make. Do you say Asher Kiddushan Mitzvos Zanu Al Shchita? Why do you say that? You should say Lishchot because the Gemara is saying over there. Anytime you have to do it, you should say with the Lamed. The Gemara says, "Hey, can you name it Lishchot Lo Sagi Laviu Shachet?" Who said he has to do it? Who said he has to shech? Who said he had to shech? Who said he had to shech a regular chulin? So the Gemara says, "Pesach v'kachim ma'ikol meima." Pesach v'kachim. What are you going to say? Because Pesach v'kachim, you have a chiyuv. So how can you say al hashchita? You should say lishchot. The rule that the Gemara seems to be saying over there is when you have to do it, when it's mutal on you to do, then the halacha is that you say lishchot. When it's not mutal on you to do, you say al. So the Gemara says, Pesach v'kachim. What you there? You have an obligation. Ma'ikol meima. Ein achanami. Over there, you're going to say lishchot. So that sounds like the pashtas that Pesach and Kachem, you have a chiyuv to do the ma'aseh shechita. We'll discuss what if that's mukach. And Rashi clearly says it that way. Because Rashi says Pesach and Kachem, and they all quote this. Minchas Simcha quotes, others quote it. Pesach and Kachem, habaylam nitzavu, defsiv samach yado, v'shachat. Says the baylam and nitzavu to do the ma'aseh shechita. Here it's very clear that the way Rashi is learning is the baylam and nitzavu to do the shechita. Now, whether it's muchach 100% for the Gemara, it seems like it's not muchach for the Gemara, because everybody quotes this Rashi as being the source for this, but they don't seem to quote the Gemara. They seem to be, all right, if the Gemara doesn't mean that. And that might be because the Gemara is, even though the Lashon of the Gemara discusses the person who's doing it, but it's not muchach in the Gemara. The Gemara could be saying that by chulin, the halacha is that you don't have to do it. If you want to do it, don't do it. You won't eat. What's the big deal? But by Pesach and Kachem, when you have a chiyuv to do it,
So somebody, whoever is going to be the shochet, he has a chiyuv to shech. It's not necessarily the bailim themselves, but the shochet has a chiyuv. Whoever is the one that's doing it. I know we can go around and find somebody, but at the end of the day, the buck stops here. If there's only one person with a knife and only one person has a shech, he has a chiyuv to do it. That person, whoever is doing it, has a chiyuv. It's very different than just stam meat. Because stam meat, nobody has to shech, nobody has to eat it. Okay, you're fine, you'll ask about maybe sometimes you have to eat meat, but papashas, you don't have to eat meat. So therefore, there's not going to be a chiyuv to shech. But over here, there's a chiyuv to shech, whoever it is. But the lashon of Rashi is the pashas of the Gemara, and clearly the lashon of Rashi is mashma, that there's a chiyuv on the bailim to do the shuk. So this is a raya, and the Gemara sounds that way, and Rashi clearly says that. But this is not really the ikra place where they discuss it either. This is just one of the places where they bring a raya for the shayla. The ikra place that it's discussed is the Gemara in Kiddushin, because the Gemara in Kiddushin says as follows: the Gemara says, learning out the makar for shlichus. Again, we're shlichus is a secondary thing. We're not our main objective is not to discuss shlichus. Our main objective is to discuss whether the bailim are the ones that are obligated to do the ma'isa shita or not. The Gemara tries to learn out the makar for shlichus from a few different places. It learns out from Gittin, it learns out from Truma, and it learns out by a third case, which is Kachim. And the case they bring in is Pesachim. It says over there, Desan Chabura Shavet Pesach, a group that lost its Pesach, Amru Le Echad, and they said to one of the people, Tzeyavakesh Vishchot, Aleinu, V'alachu Matzah Vishachat, V'hein Lachu Vishachat, they went ahead and did it. Im shalom nishchad rishon hu ochal mei mishalom heim ochlem v'shosim imo. Minolan. And where do you know there's a din of shlichus by kachim? V'chi temed yolof mehanach, you learn it out from gittin and from truma. Mal hanach shekein yeshon cholei tzal kachim. They're cholei tzal kachim. And after lemid rabbi yishuv and karcha. So we learn from yishuv and karcha. Rabbi yishuv and karcha. Then this is again the pasuk by Korban Pesach. V'chi kol kal kulon shochnin v'lo ein shochet ela echad el mikancha shulchan kamoso. Therefore shulchan kamoso. So this is the makar for shlichus is from Korban Pesach. So it's seeming to say that by Korban Pesach it's pashut that you're going to need a shliach. Now let's just backtrack. Our shiloh, which we started off discussing, was how do we understand the chiyuv of shechting Korban Pesach? Is it that the chiyuv is on the individual to do? He has to shech this Korban Pesach. He has to put on his tefillin. He has to do whatever mitzvah he has to do. He has to marry a lady. Whatever mitzvah he has to do, he has to do it. That's one way of understanding. Or we understand, no, it's not. It just has to be done, like eating meat. The meat has to be shechted, but it doesn't necessarily mean he has his own personal obligation to take care of it. It's not part of the mitzvah. Not part of the ma'isa mitzvah of bringing Korban Pesach is that he himself shechts it. So on our sugya we see that there's shlichus by Korban Pesach. The shlichus by Korban Pesach. What does it mean shlichus by Korban Pesach? Well, only pashtus, the only tzad to say there's such a thing called shlichus by Korban Pesach is if you're going to tell me that he has his own mitzvah to do. I wouldn't say you have a shlichus by shechting an animal for me to eat the meat, right? I want a shech, so I make cheski my shliach to be the shochet, right? So I'm making cheski my shliach. What do I have to make him a shliach to be shochet? He shechts the animal. I can eat it or not eat it, whatever I decide I want to do with based on that. Obviously, eat it, but whatever it is. But in other words, if I'm not making him a shliach. There's no din of shlichus. There's no din and I have to do it. No din and I have to do it. Why is it shaykh din of shlichus? But from the fact that the Gemara here says that there's a shaykh din shlichus, it sounds like it's a mitzvah on him to do the ma'isa shlichus himself. It's a mitzvah for him to do the ma'isa himself. Now he passes that ma'isa over to somebody else to do. He passes that ma'isa over to somebody else to do. That he can do. But it's his thing to do. So therefore the translation of the Torah, when the Torah says, Shachtu oso kol kal alas Yisrael, it's saying that there's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to put on tefillin. Okay, fine, there's a difference. Tefillin you can't make a shliach for. Mitzvah shebegufo, for over here it's the din is that it's shechted. Whatever it is. Every other mitzvah in the world, you can't pass over the, you can pass over the shliach. That's because you are shaykh into something you're supposed to do and you have somebody else to do it for you. Marrying a lady is also a mitzvah. And what it's mutl on you to do, and you pass it over to somebody else. So that would l'chora tell us from the fact that we have shlichus over here, the whole sugya of shlichus is going to be mashal. Again, so we have that Gemara in Pesachim, certainly the way Rashi learns it. We have the Gemara over here, which is pretty much mashal the way. And Rashi says it also. Rashi says, the old quote to Rashi. Rashi says, so they tell us over here that's why Rashi and Rashi. Now, also, the pashtus, the reading of the Gemara, is not just telling us something about Karban Pesach. The pashtus, the Gemara, is telling us something about other kachim also, because the Gemara says, it Gemara continues. So it sounds like kachim, even though the Gemara is, the rayas that the Gemara brings are from Karban Pesach. But it sounds like we're saying over here that not only Karban Pesach has its din, but all kachim. All kachim are the same, which is what the Lashon of the Gemara in Pesachim sounds like as well. Lashon of the Gemara in Pesachim is Pesach with kachim, the lav ihu, whatever. So it sounds like over the lo sagi b'lav ihu, it sounds like if we're learning that kepashtos, that means that there's a chi of by Shechting, it will be very interesting, because in other words, we just learned Vayikra, everybody read Vayikra, and right, read it through, whatever, paid attention, didn't pay attention, but you know, one pasuk says very many times, Bishachat. It's not exactly, doesn't really necessarily sound like it's referred to talking to the Jewish people as individuals. Bishachat was so called Kaladas Yisrael Bein Arbaim, that Lashon sounds a little bit more that it's referring to mitzvah, telling the tzibur. Bishachat, maybe over there it's whatever. But the way that it sounds like from the pashtus of this Gemara and the pashtus of the Gemara in Kiddushin, it sounds like by Karban Pesach there's a chiyuv. By Karban Pesach there's a chiyuv meikar adin to do. I think I lost my paper. By Karban Pesach, here it is. By Karban Pesach there's a din that you have to do it, and by all karbanos is a din you have to do it, and therefore therefore if somebody else does it, he does it as a shliach for you. Now, if he didn't do it, let's say you didn't make him into a shliach and it got shechted, there's a shaila. It seems to be a machlokas between the Minchas Chinuch declares it. Minchas Chinuch declares whether or not it's going to passel. The Minchas Chinuch in his Havamin, in his starting point, he says it, lechora, it's not going to passel the karban if you don't do that. I see you just chaser the mitzvah. You chaser the mitzvah of shchitas karban pesach of shchitas karban. It's not going to passel. His maskana is that it does passel. His maskana is that it does passel. And we know we have a messiah from Brisk, a messiah that Reb Chaim liked to have minas of the Minchas Chinuch over his maskanas. So the arsameach when I said that, he also goes to the havmina that it's not going to passel the karban. But that's not what we're discussing right now. He didn't have a messiah from Brisk. That's the Masari. The Masari is that Reb Chaim said that the Minchas Chinuch is having is really very good. That's what they say over. So but the Arsameh comes out also. There's no reason. In other words, you chaser the mitzvah. Fine, you didn't do the shechita. You were supposed to do the mitzvah with many different pratim, and you didn't do that part of the mitzvah. That part of the mitzvah wasn't done because you had to do it, or your shliach had to do it. And the Maisa, you didn't do it. So they declare whether it's going to passel. But the Maisa, these Gemaras and Rashi sound very, very clear. That in Pesachim it's black and white. Rashi says it's all kachim. There's a din to shecht. The Bailam have to do the Maisa Shechita. by the Gemara over here says beferish by Pesach. Rashi said over here that the Gemara is discussing over here Pesach. But Pasha is referring to all kachim. Also has a chiyuv that the Bailam have to do the Maisa. They have to do the Maisa Shechita. They have etzem that's part of their mitzvah to do. And if somebody else does it, it's a shliach. Tosas over here also stands that way, and they quote this Tosas, because Tosas over here, when he's discussing the Makar for Shechita by Kachim, that Shlichas works, by Kachim, Shlichas works, and Tomar, Amai lo yolef, Shlichas mani, B'kachim, me Shechitas paru shel Aram. So Shechitas paru shel Aram, mid itzrich lomar, she'ayi abaylin, d'ksiv ha'shachat as apar. So he's trying to learn it out from other Karbanos. Trying to learn out from the Makar that Shlichas works, is since by other karbanos we see that the Bailam don't have to do it, therefore it must be that shlichas work, that shlichas works, because of course the Bailam have a chiyuv to do it. They might not be the ones that, it might not be ma'ake, but that's only going to work all day shlichas. So they bring down the sosas, everyone brings down the sosas. We said the sosas, but I saw afterwards everybody quotes the sosas either at the start of the conversation or later on somewhere in the middle of the conversation. They quote the sosas. So that's that lechara. If this would be where we would be holding, we close the book. We close shop right now. No. Any question? No. Okay. If we close shop now, and we would say lechara. This is what the Gemara sound like, and this is what the Rishonim seem to say. And
we have. Because Nashim are chas for shkita.
Yeah, what can be shifted by Nasha? Yeah, you make a shift to marry her to what's it called? You make a shift, you can make a lady a shift to marry her. Everything. Right? That's the Gemara in the beginning of the sixth. Right? In the beginning of the sixth in Gittin, right? You make a shift, you make ladies a shift, men shift, whatever it is, you make ladies.
Not for Shita's.
Why not for Shita's Kutcher?
We should
say that you should. A lady can't be what? A lady can't be a sheikh for a good person. A lady can't check kachem. Is that a burden? So why should a person?
Tais says, why do you need a beer for it? It's a seishad magram. According to you, it should be a
beer
for
it. For what case?
Mishnah Kedush.
You mean menam mechuyevos? Mechuyevos.
Right,
Tais says,
why do you need a
beer?
Then by nasha. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's referring to Shkita. It's referring to Shkita. Okay, fine. Okay. But Lamai said this is Lachor what should come out. However, there are problems with this. There are problems with this idea of just accepting it, going with it, even though we're going to come out that the Rishonim seem to go that way, and the Gemara seem to be Nashon that way. But there's lots of talk another direction. And that is it's not so pashut that you need shlichus by the ma'aseh shechita of karbanos. we'll start from one. What is it? What?
Don't say
shechita.
Mishnah.
Right. Okay. So the first case we deal with a couple of things that they don't spend so much time on first. Just let's deal with one example. The Minchas Chinuch says there's a halacha like this. The halacha is that a goy could bring a karban. We know that a goy is able to bring a karban. A goy could bring a nedava, right? A neder, a nedavim, they're no dim. They might be olos, whatever they are. But lamaisa, a goy could bring a karban. So frek to Minchas Chinuch that if a goy could bring a karban, obviously a goy can't make a shliach. So then how can he bring a karban? Obviously he can't do the shita. The shita is pasul with a goy. You know that's halacha. Shita is pasul with a goy. Mishnah. In Chulin, and also he can't make a shliach. Those are gemaras in kedushin. So if that's true, then how can a guy bring a carbon? If you're telling me that there's a mitzvah to do the ma'aseh shechita, and so the lechora the minchas chinuch kasha is only the shita, because the minchas chinuch holds at the end lamaisa it's going to pass on the carbon if you don't do it yourself. So then that's a kasha. Others I saw they answer. They say no, there's no mitzvah. I mean, you might be able to say even Minchas Chinuch, but Lamaisa at the end of the day, the Minchas Chinuch felt, this is how he starts off his piece. He even says it like that. The Ode Basi La'orer, Mashalom Atzasi, L'shum Eschab Mechaber, Shin Esoru Devektushin, goes with this. He says, the Shkidas Shar Kachem Eina Tzrikha Shikas Kal, the Goyim Nodrim Nidarim V'Nidavos V'Karbanos. They're able to bring Karbanos. So he is assuming that it's a davar pashat that by shar kodshim you don't need the bialim do the ma'aseh shechita, and therefore the bialim don't need to make a shliach for that. So now be'etzem, if even going with this for a second, then maybe there's a difference which we'll have to discuss what the fundamental difference, if there is a fundamental difference between kodshim and karban pesach. But if we're going like this. The Gemara in Kedushin really is not so shver, because the Gemara in Kedushin spends all the time really talking about the Karban Pesach. That's really where the Minchas Chinuch is coming from. The Gemara there is talking about Karban Pesach. So we were medayek for the fact that it said Lashon Kodshim. No, that I guess the Minchas Chinuch didn't hold the diyek. The what's a bigger kasha is Lachor the Raya from Tosis. Tosis, with the Tosis that we just quoted on Membeis and Memaf Membeis, seems to say beferish that it's a din by Shar Kodshim also, that there's a din. That has to be the bialim, and the bialim has to do it, and it has to come through shlichus. So that's a bigger kasha, and he even quotes it. Somebody on the bottom in the Ha'aris, I'm not sure if that means, not the bottom. It sounds like he added stuff later on. So in the brackets, in middle, he brings down that. But the Gemara in Psachim is a little bit more shver, because when we say, again, the Gemara in Psachim says Pesach v'kotchim. It sounds like in Rashi there, clearly says kotchim. He clearly says that the mitzvah is on even by kotchim. So that's a problem. So maybe we'll have to use that mahalchim in Mishnah Sefer. But the bigger kasha is that they ask, and I don't know if it would have been a bigger kasha, but they make it into, they deal with it like a very big kasha, that the Yerushalmi says beferish that there's no din shlichos by shitas karban pesach. Yerushalmi says that beferish. The Yerushalmi in Kedushin, the Pnei Yeshua quotes it, everybody quotes it. Yerushalmi in Kedushin says that there's no, that it shloves up the raya from karban pesach. It says there is no din shlichos. But you can do it, shalom edaito. You can shecht the carbon pesach, shalom edas the bailo. And therefore the pashup shatan at Yerushalmi, and that's the way that most go, the pashup shatan at Yerushalmi is that there's no din shlichus by a carbon pesach on the maisa shchita. And so what do you do with this? Our Gemara says that the way. So, but pashtus, what you would have done, is I think everybody would have done this, and this certainly should be the starting point, is that heyos, that the Gemara doesn't slug up the raya from our sugya. The Gemara in our sugya doesn't slug up the raya from Karban Pesach. And heyos, that all the Rishonim seem to be learning that it means kipshuto, that there's a din shlichas, because you have a mitzvah to do the Karban Pesach, and you have the mitzvah to do the shchita by shar kavaros and by Karban Pesach, I would say that the machlokes are a pretty fundamental machlokes, but the machlokes involving Yerushalmi, I think that would have been the straightforward way of saying it, and I'm not exactly sure why that wouldn't have been the end of the discussion. However, that's not the end of the discussion. It sounds like there's a lot of discussion about this, and we have to clarify exactly what the mahalachim that they say. The Bnei Yeshua wants to say that there's no stira between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. He wants to say, be'etzem, there is no din shlichos by Karban Pesach. There is no din shlichos now. If there's no din shlichos by Karban Pesach, the Pashas, again, well, assume that there's no din shlichos by other things. He says, there is no din shlichos by Karban. He wants to say that our Gemara is not arguing on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says there's no din shlichos by Karban. There's no din that the Bailim have to do the Maisa Shchita. Also, that there's no din that therefore they would have to point to shliach to do the ma'aseh shchita. So what is pshat in this gemara? So we're going to discuss a couple of different ways. We're going to say what the Bnei Yeshua says. The Or Sameach goes with that as second mahalach. Then we're going to have another one or two ways, and we're going to see that these different ways of learning might be fundamentally different, and they'll have nafkaminas in how we're going to understand it. The first, and some of them are big. I think they're very, very big kedushin to say. We have to think them through. The mahalach that the Pnei Yeshua says, he says as follows. He says, you don't need to shecht your Karban Pesach. You don't need to shecht your Karban Pesach. Therefore, you also need to make a shliach to shecht your Karban Pesach. There's no such thing. I don't need to shecht my chulin. I don't need to hire to make a shliach to shecht my chulin. It's the same thing for Karban Pesach. If so, what in the world does the Gemara mean over here? So he says, we have to look carefully at the case that's brought down in the Gemara. The case that's brought down in the Gemara, it says, Chabura sha'ova pischa, v'amru le'echa tseyu v'akesh. Go and search for it. V'shchot aleinu, and check for us. V'halachu matzah v'shachat. V'hein lachu v'shachtu. Im shalom yishchat rishon. V'hachum yishlov. And it goes on. If there's a shechtu first. So what's going on in this case? The case is Mepashtos, there's a race. Who finds it first and who shechts first? Seductive nature as follows. That there's a fundamental difference if you made the guy a shliach or not, even if you're not mechuyiv to do it yourself. If you made the guy a shliach, you have to be mevatel the shlichas. The Or Sameach says it too. It's very important. Yesodos of Pnei Yeshua says, he talks about it in other places. The Mishnah which is Chazer, the second paragraph. Maybe we'll start from the second paragraph and go over it all with Rishon LeAchronim. But the Pnei Yeshua says, he's going to talk about this a lot. When you want to break a shlichus that you made, it's not enough to have a gilui das. You have to do either a maisa or you have to do a peferish bittel of the shlichus. Therefore, in this case, what happened over here? He went and he found theirs. They went. They got a different one. And now we're saying it depends on who shechted first. So he says like this, if it wasn't shlichas over here, if it wasn't shlichas over here that was going on, so then what happened? They, by getting the new carbon Pesach, even if they didn't shecht it, they were megala das that they want to use this one. So his shechita should be irrelevant. It shouldn't, the Pesach is no longer their carbon Pesach that they're going with. Then the shechita, his shechita is no longer a shechita for them. That's if it's not a shlichus. But from the fact we see that it's dependent on when you shecht the carbon Pesach. So if they shecht first, they preempted his shechita, and therefore they got their carbon Pesach. And that's the way, and they get out of it from that. So then that's a raya that it must be that there's shlichus over here. So let's just listen to what it's saying. It's not pshat that you need shlichus. It's not pshat that you need to do the maisa yourself. This is something that's going to need some hesber. It's not, I don't know if I understand that. It's not pshat you need to do the maisa yourself. But if you appointed the person as a shliach, then you takes more for you to get rid of him. So we're bringing a backhanded riot. Not from the yesod. From the yesod that you make a shliach, that you don't need to make a shliach. There's no such thing. But from the case where the Gemara is talking that you need to make a shliach, from the case over there, then we see Lamaisa at the end of the day that it must be that there must have been shlichus here. If there's no shlichus over here, then nothing, then you would be able to back out. Now this is something that's a little bit tzarech beer, because I'm not sure if I really understand it. Mitzad havan of shlichus. Because what does it mean? In other words, I don't cop. I made someone to make a the way we were understanding shchita, let's say shchita schulin, pshat is, again, maybe this is something to be understood, but it's just, I find it a little bit interesting. I was trying to figure out if it's shver or not shver. By carbon, by chulin, if I appoint someone to shech the carbon, to shech the chulin, so there's no such thing as a shlichus. What shlichus is there? Well, what idea is there a shliach? In other words, a shliach means something that I'm supposed to do, and being that I'm supposed to do it, therefore, I can have somebody else take my place. That's the chiddush of shlichus. But over here, if I'm not supposed to do it, it has nothing to do with me. It just had to be shechted. So then, what? How do we understand that this guy's a shliach for him? In other words, by money, we can understand. It's my money. I'm the one who's supposed to be giving it over. I can make a shliach by money. I can make a shliach when I'm supposed to marry somebody. I can make a shliach by everything. But over here, if we're understanding, it just needs to be shechted. It just needed to be shechted. So you can't go further. You have to bring the carbon, and the shachtu so called kalasral means that it had to be shechted. Obviously, a carbon has to be shechted, so it has to be taken care of. So then what does that mean? I make somebody a shliach. Why is he a shliach? He's nothing. He's just a guy that happened to be walk over. He's good with a knife, so he happened to be the one that cut it. So in other words, he's my shliach. Where do we find something like that? In other words, every case of shliach is by truma. It's my truma. I have to be mafresh truma. It's my truma. So maybe over here it's my animal, and therefore being that it's my animal, I'm giving him rishus, but giving him rishus, in other words, I'm not sure if I understand that it's such a concept of shlichus in that case, according to the way that the Pnei Yeshua is saying it. He's saying this is what we Agamar means, and this is a makar for shlichus b'chol haTorah kula. We're perfectly fine saying this is a makar for shlichus b'chol haTorah kula, even though this is,
Where you see this
as a pasuk? No, you just see in the pasuk. No, you see from the pasuk is there's no chiyuv on the person to do it himself. He said you don't see anything. There's no chiyuv. Because
you have a mission. The mission is kedushin. Yesh mekadosh bei v'shlutis. So makar for shlutis. We're trying. The pasuk is trying to bring a pasuk to makar in the pesukim for shlutis. You can't tell me you know kempta and see from there you see you need a den shlutis. Yes, we know you need it.
I hear.
It's going on the wrong level.
Okay, I hear. Maybe you chalk those or call cholesterol, sounds like someone else is doing it for you. Hey, but, right? I hear.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear you.
That
I hear
is
you.
The passage that arrived in the Gemara.
I hear, but it's not, but okay, whatever. Maybe I can fit in with the potential also, because what he's saying is over there, it means that, right, I don't know. Could, I hear you, Kasha. I was asking more like, I just don't understand if I understand how it makes sense such
yeah, situation. No, I'm asking that Kasha too, and I'm saying this is amazing.
Okay, but I always wanted to discuss that this idea, it's a very interesting idea, this idea of shlichus that we have over here, meaning that it's really not, in other words, for example, we're going to get to this a little bit later on, there will be no shlichus to mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho in such a situation. How much shaykh is a mitzvah lo yosef b'shlucho? You don't have a mitzvah on you. You're making the guy a shliach. No mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. You don't have a mitzvah to do it. Even if lo yotzu, you can say that the guy's a shliach. I don't know exactly what it is, but lemaisa, it's not. You're, there's no mitzvah. There's no discussion. We'll get to this a little later on, but just a way to bring out the point. That's one mahalach that they say. And this again, I don't know why I guess to work the Bavli together with Yishalmi, you're gonna do that. But Lamaisa, it's a little bit difficult. The Rishonim say Befeish not that way. I don't know exactly why they're choosing to go the mahalach like that. There's another two ways of explaining this also lechora is only something that's going to be nogeya. I mean, maybe it could be nogeya shar kachim also. If there's some reason for you to back out, and the halacha of backing out would be you have to, if it's a shlichus, you have to back out in a certain fashion. If it's not a shlichus, you back out in a different fashion. So therefore, if it would be nogeya by other kavanos also. Another two mahalachim that they say, and one of them seems to be the mahalach that the Ar Sameach wants to go with at the beginning. Another one is a mahalach that I saw that they brought down. That they brought down a mahalach like that. I'll say over the mahalach that the Ar Sameach wants to go at the beginning. He wants to say like this. He wants to say that there's halacha that until the shechita, you can back out from your carbon pesach. You can join somebody else's carbon pesach. Halacha, you can't be counted on two carbon pesachs. So you have to decide where you're going to be for the first days of Pesach by Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, everyone says, we say there, all the hak, where they're going to be, which days, whatever. By Erev Pesach, again, it's a good idea to know before, anyway. But Levi said that day, you got to find out when they shech the Kurban Pesach. Right? If you want to change your mind, you got to change your mind before they shech the Kurban Pesach. Okay? So the if that's true, the Ar Sameach wants to say a vert. Something along the lines is that the shechita, and the different neshos had to say, the shechita is the gemar of the das of this that you're being nimna on this carbon pesach. So the person is being gomer your das with the maisa shechita that you're counted on this carbon pesach. I say different neshos had to say this, and at the end of the day, the Arsameach doesn't like it, but that gemiris das is what you need the shlichus for. It's not pshat, again, let's say the way it is. It's not pshat that it's a mitzvah necessarily to you have your own mitzvah and you're having a shliach do your mitzvah. But you're having a shliach box you in. You're having a shliach box you in to this situation. That you need a shliach to do. You can't have somebody who's not a shliach do that because he's doing something for you. He's making this chalos for you. And this chalos has to be, it's the nigmar of the minui, of the final makah bepatish of the minui, you need somebody to do for you, and or you can do it yourself. But if you have somebody doing it for you, that person has to be your shlich, otherwise he has no right.
So behold until
the zrika. So, whatever. But this might be, the Maisa Dar Sameach has some problems with this. He's not so comfortable with this, but this is a different malach. I want to just point out, this malach also, L'chora, it's not saying that we're chozer b'yesoda, we're really b'yesoda holding, there is no mitzvah on the person to do it himself. It's just there's a technical difficulty. Before we were saying over, there's no mitzvah at all, and you don't even have to have a shliach. Here we'd be saying over that you need to have a shliach, but the reason you have a shliach is not because you need someone to be kind of the mitzvah for you. It's not like mitzvah bo wouldn't say over here, well, don't do it with him because mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. No, minoy is not. What? It will work with the Tzigim Sachem also, because Tzigim Sachem, again, leaving right behind Kasha, but Tzigim Sachem, because it's saying, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you always need Shlichus for the Karban Pesach. The thing is, the Shlichus for the Karban Pesach is not mitzad, the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach. The reason you need the Shlichus of the Karban Pesach is because this is the Gemara of the Minui, Hayos, it's the Gemara of the Minui, therefore you need to have it done. Now, you want to ask. What? Oh no, in Daf Zayin, I don't know if it works out with Daf Zayin. Okay, you're right. You want to know if it works with the Gemara Pesachim and Daf Zayin. That sounds like it's a mitzvah on him to do, right? That might be not going to work with the Gemara Daf Zayin. The Gemara Daf Zayin, anyway, we said it's not mukha. Gemara Daf Zayin could be just that it means that somebody has to do it. The Gemara Daf Zayin, I think that Gemara is the easiest to be docha. This Gemara over here, you have to say, you have to interesting things to be doch. Over there, you can just say, what it means over there, it doesn't mean that he has to do it. It means that somebody has to do it. It's different, it's very fundamentally different than what's him called. It might not read so well with that Gemara there, but I don't know. Otherwise, they totally forgot this Gemara. And not only do they totally forget the Gemara, but the raya is that everybody brings is from Rashi there, and it doesn't not even from the Gemara, and I thought it was Mefurash Gemara, so it's a little bit of a problem. So I don't know. That Gemara, right, did not answer that. But this is, again, it's an interesting kind of shlichus. At least it's more understandable because he's doing something for you, something he is doing for you. That thing he's doing for you is not your mitzvah because you don't have a mitzvah to do it. But Lamaisa, he's doing something for you. Okay, there. Then there's a third way, which I'm not sure. They bring that. What? So this is, okay, I don't know if it's the answer of the Yushami either. In other words, I don't know if this is going to work or if this is the answer of the Yushami. Because Lamaisa, at the end of the day, both, no matter which way, you go to the Pnei Yeshua's way, also when it's up to Yerushalmi, because the Pnei Yeshua's way is the likes of the Mefurash Mishnah that says backing out. But yeah, maybe you have Rami Brand, Tana. Yes, good point. According to this, Lachora, the Yerushalmi should have had a raya, because the Maisa has to be a Shlichus over here, unless he holds that this is also not a regular Shlichus that you can learn out. Maybe there are different types of Shlichus, else you can't learn it out. The only Shlichus that when you have your mitzvah and you're passing it over, that could also be good. Maybe you see, the way the Ar Samech sets up is not like the way that the Pnei Yeshua sets up. The way the Pnei Yeshua sets up is he sets up Yerushalmi and then he tries to work it together. The way the Ar Samech is dealing with it, he's in the middle of a larger sugya and he's just trying to figure out it. He's trying to handle it. It's not so. Maybe in the middle of it, he does take care of that. Good point. Excellent. Good point. Okay. So the third way that they say is not really, again, according to this also, Lachorah, this is only something, this pshat is only going to apply for Karban Pesach. It's not going to apply for Shaar Kachim. Shaar Kachim, there's no tzad. There's no issue. So therefore, Yerushalmi only said by Karban Pesach, but now you're saying over by Karban Pesach. Yerushalmi says by Karban Pesach, you don't need shlichus. So then if Kol Shkein by other Karban Pesach, if they're making up swords, what I need by Karban Pesach, Then you're right. Another way of saying maybe Karban Pesach is different. I don't know why they're not talking and trying to be Miyashiv with Yerushalmi, but they're trying to be Chalik between Pesach and Shaar Karbonos. Is they bring down Hekmatin Kol Shchidos Kachim Ram Yalavayel and Yibay Shlichus. V'Ratzel Atarik. He brings down for the Pnei Yeshua. This is I'm reading from David Pervorsky. I don't know how the Shirim were. I don't know how the Shirim were said. I don't certainly know how the Shirim were written, but they're like bullet points. So he brings down this from I'm not sure from the Pnei Yeshua or somebody wants to say Ratzel Tarit Ein Hami Bechol Avodas Hakarban Lo Tzarich Shlichus Bechol Shaka V'Tayi Yedishmain Yani Rakmin in Pesach Kevin Tzarich L'Ritzono Lachain Tzarich Shlichus Kedei Sheyol Daito Avuro Avo B'Shark Avodas Al Pishat Tzarich V'Daito Mekama Kama Tzarich L'Din Shlichus Kemoshe Kasa B'Sei From Minchas Baruch. I don't know. I didn't see them say Minchas Baruch. And then he goes on to explain some sort of a gedder, which might be going like something else. But there seems to be.
I
read it too fast. He seems to be saying over that for some reason Karban Pesach fundamentally needs shlichus differently. Needs shlichus even though other it's fundamentally different than other karbanos. Everything we said until now, in other words, if we're trying to say that Karban Pesach again, let's just recap. Let's just make sure we have a place where we are. The Rishonim and the Gemara sound like you always need shlichus for the Maisa Shchita by Karban Pesach, by all Karbanos, and that's what the Rishonim speak out, and Lachori, that should be the way that we go. There seems to be a lot of discussion that maybe that's not true. The first start of the discussion of the Pnei Yeshua is that there's Yerushalmi that says not that way for Karban Pesach. So he offers a possibility maybe the Yerushalmi and the Bavli fit together. Again, not like the Rishonim. Others want to offer another possibility, you have the Yerushalmi and the Bavli fit together, or not have the Yerushalmi and Bavli fit together, but another reason maybe why you need special shlichus by Karban Pesach over other karbanos. And now we're discussing another option, maybe why you need, by Karban Pesach, you need shlichus over other karbanos, but not because, it sounds like what they're saying is it's a din that you have to want it. It's not pshat that he's doing it for you like shulchuzom kamoso, but it's more like it has to be l'ritzono. And being that's l'ritzono, the only way that you fulfill l'ritzono is by having a shliach. Tzarech bir, what this means? What in the world does this mean? L'ritzono, you say I want it, but I don't want you to be my shliach. I want it. I'm very happy that you're doing it. I don't want to even look. It's disgusting. I don't want to be around. I don't want to make you my shliach. I'm mudr hana from you. I have nothing to do with you, but lemaisa, at the end of the day, it's totally liritzono. Mehecha tesi that there's such an idea that shlichus is more ratzon than you have by other things. I don't know. Tzarkin. But these are the mahalachim that they say. These are the different mahalachim that they say. Again, let's just, not all these mahalachim are going to answer up the Yerushalmi. And some of these malachim, pashas, these malachim don't work by other karbanos when we're discussing it. But that is lechora. This is lechora the discussion that they have.
What are you answering? Akum is answering.
Answering why Akum is going to work. Why am I answering with what? He's saying over here that maybe there's a difference between karban pesach where you need shlichus. And by other carbonates, you don't need shlichus. Yeah, that would answer up. That would answer up. In the minchas chenach, in the world of the minchas chenach, that would work. Yes, that would work over here. You're right. According to everybody else, and according to all the rishonim and all the gemaras with pashtas, there's no discussion. This whole thing is out. You're right. How this fits in, we have to clarify a little bit more. But it happens to be, and this is what I just want to wrap up with this last gemara. I wouldn't say it's a cute place, but it happens to be an interesting place where there's a discussion, where we can have this discussion as well. Because the Mishnah says in famous Mishnah in the fifth paragraph in Kamei Nishchat, the Mishnah says over there as follows. The Mishnah says on Samach Baal Dem Aleph. The Mishnah says a Pesach Nishchat v'shol shkito shenemar v'shachatu oso kol kal adas Yisrael kal edav Yisrael nichlazak harishona. It says how they do it. Kohanim omdim shuro tuvidim bezichei kesef bezichei zog shurish kol kesef. It says so. It goes through the whole picture of how they're standing. How they're going to be doing it. Mitzvah Hashem, our kain and maybe our kainim. Well, what's the mitzvah? We can still do it. We're doing carbon Pesach. But it won't be Petumah? What?
Not yet,
Petumah?
Still doing Petara.
Probably we Pasha. It won't be Pasha. How are we going to bring it? Petara. Okay, whatever. We're running out of time.
10 days to Pesach.
I hear. Okay. So, okay.
You mean 4 days to Pesach.
From when you can tell me. Well, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So it says, Shachat, the Lashon of the Mishnah there. The Lashon of the Mishnah there is a very interesting Lashon. Shachat Yisrael v'kibol ha-kohen. It says that the Yisrael shechts and kibol ha-kohen. So, if you correct me, the Zvachim people will correct me, but when, it always talks about Shechita. Shechita is mentioned all over the place. Almost never does it tell you that the Yisrael is the one that shechted. Almost never tells you the Yisrael is the one that shechted. It just says Shachat HaShochet. As a matter of fact, the Rambam over here, when the Rambam passes Halach up, he says Shachat HaShochet. Here it says Shachat Yisrael. So why does it tell us over here Shachat Yisrael?
Okay, I'm too busy.
Okay, so that is a mahalach. If the Gemara didn't say something different, that would be a mahalach. The Sfas Emes says like this. The Sfas Emes says, well, let's say what I thought. This is what I thought many years ago. There's a tzlach, and I think there's a rishash also that says it. Says that that even though the halacha is that shchita bezar is kosher, but the Kohanim did not let little Yisrael walk in with his little knife and say, I'm shechting the carb. I'm here to shech. They would throw him out, you know, right? Chesky, they would tell him, go take. We do this all the time. We're not eating from your shechita. I don't know exactly what. They wouldn't, for whatever the reason, little Yisrael walks in with his knife and says, I'm all excited. I just read through Kitzer, whatever it is, and now I'm ready to shech. They tell him, go take a hike. You're not touching our meat over here. Nothing in Abish Mikdash. The tzlach says, that's shot in the Gemara in Brachas. That Shmuel, there was a shayla by Shmuel and Eli. There was a shayla it was a shayla that they didn't know, and Shmuel paskin. The shayla was whether or not shita is kosher bizarre. It says that Shmuel paskin at shayla was more halacha b'nei Rabba. Nobody knew it. And what do you mean nobody knew it? It's halacha b'nei Yisrael. Everybody knows shita bizarre is kosher. So it must be zakat tzlach that it was never done. It was never happened. It never ever happened. They never let, Kohanim never let. Therefore, it was Nishnakeach, and the Shaila came up, and Shmuel said, it's just a chumra that you Kohanim guys have, but Lamai said, at the end of the day, if we're stuck, we can do it. So I always thought that was done in this Mishnah over here. The Mishnah is telling us over here that the one time of the year, as a matter of fact, there is, I'm not mentioning the name, but there was a guy that went to the Beis HaMikdash, and he wrote down extensively a diary of all the things he saw in the Beis HaMikdash. And one of the things that he said was that that it's always not kosher for regular Jews, regular Yisraelim to sheft, except on Pesach. Pesach is the only time that they allow them to sheft. So he would say he thought that was not, that was the law. He thought that was the halacha. But I've seen people say no. It was just that was the like the tzlach. That was the minhag. It was pashat that was the minhag. And on Pesach when everyone was so busy, so they had to let them, they let them do it. They also didn't get any of meat. Didn't have to eat the meat, whatever it is. But they didn't get anything from it. So therefore they let them do it. they let them, and that we shot over here, and that's what the Sfas Emes says is its first mahalach. The first mahalach Sfas Emes says, I would have said that over here, the reason why it says Yisrael is because the Kohanim were too busy, and that's why it says Yisrael. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, and it's based on the Gemara, Rashi says, Shachet Yisrael im Yirza, Shashitik Shebazar Mechol HaKabonos. And the Gemara in Amud Beis speaks that even further. The Gemara says over there, the Gemara says, Shachet Yisrael, v'kibla kohen, lo sagid lav Yisrael hi, gufo kamashman or whatever, kamashman deshita bizar kasher, that shita bizar is kasher. So this is a little bit, but to me, a pashut shad in the Gemara over here, telling us, this is the makar that's telling us that the Mishnah wants to tell us shita bizar is kasher. We don't have anything in Zvachim that would tell us that shita bizar is kasher. This is the place, it could be this is the first time we mention karbanos like this, and it might be true. Whether the first time we actually talk about how karbanos are done, because we started with brachas, we got the Shabbos, we got the Erevin, got the Pesachim, and now what's the gullet? And now we and now this is the first time we actually talks about the life of Yisrael, the first Mishnah. Therefore, we're telling us that Yisrael, so it's telling us the Chiddush that really not really it's something that's not more nogay here than nogay anyplace else. But that's what it's telling us. But that's the Maisa how the Gemara. So again, we had on one side, we had Rabbi Brown, his pshat, and then we have on the other side, we have the Gemara. Again, my pshat also, I also thought that way. And the Sfas Emes says that as what he would have thought, but he says Gemara is not that way. But then he brings down a third mahalach. And this third mahalach, he's basing it on a pasuk in Divrei Yamim. He says, in the pasuk in Divrei Yamim, it sounds like, in the pasuk in Divrei Yamim, it sounds like, not like the Gemara, but it sounds like Dafka, there was a din that the Yisrael should do the shita for Karban Pesach. And he says like this, because the lashon over there is by Pesach Hiskio. It says, "Ki rabas bakhol ashelo hiskadoshu, v'halavim al shitas haPesachim l'chol lo tohar l'haktish l'Hashem." It says there were many people in the kal that weren't tohar; they couldn't check their karban Pesach, and the levim they stood and took place of the people that didn't have that weren't tohar to do the to shech their karban Pesach. They did it. They were. In Perek, Diriam Beis, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yudzayim. And they stood over there for the people that were not the Scottish Hashem. So the Lashon of the Sfas Emes says, the Lashon, everybody here explains, they don't explain it so well, but they all say that Be'etzem, they were assuming that the ones that were going to shef were the Bailim. The Bailim who weren't Tar weren't able to shef, so the Levium stood in for them. So he asks, what's Pshat? Over here, he says it sounds like from the Pashim Shad and the Pasuk that there was a din that the Bailim should shech. There was a din that the Bailim should shech the Karban Pesach, but if they couldn't, then they had somebody else standing in their place and shech the Karban Pesach. So he says, because in mitzvah the Bailim, the Yaivitz brings down on Daf Zayin and Beis in Pesachim, in Hezagos over there, he brings down that if you're telling me that there's a mitzvah to do it, then it becomes mitzvah bo yosem mi bishlucho. If the mitzvah is mutal on the person, he's talking about bein carbon, regular carbon, bein carbon pesach. If there's a mitzvah that's mutal of them, it becomes mitzvah bo yosem mi bishlucho. So it's interesting because the Kohanim, these tough Kohanim wouldn't let us Yisraelim, according to the Ivans, wouldn't let us Yisraelim go in. And Shech, we should sit there and say mitzvah bo yosem mi bishlucho, even if you're going to be my shliach. But he says over here, it sounds like, again, the Gemara says not this way, and the Gemara fits in very well not this way, because there's no chiyuv. Well, the Gemara really is not, there's no difference between, the Gemara and the Rishonim hold that there's no difference between regular karbanos and karban pesach. That's pashat, they're all the same. No difference between regular karbanos and karban pesach. If that's true, then why do we have to mention Yisrael over here? So therefore, we're telling us that this is the halacha, revacha be Yisrael, that by everything that Yisrael makasha for shechita. But he's trying to tell maybe there's a special din by Karban Pesach that he asked the shechta. If you're going to be going with the mahalach, certainly the third mahalach that we said before, that there's something special about Karban Pesach. It's not, by the way, this is not so pashut, because it might depend on how we understand why Karban Pesach is different. If one thing Karban Pesach is different, like the Pei Yeshua, which is that it's just so he can't back out, if someone wants to back out, he has to back out differently. There's no din, mitzvah, 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 there's no din why he should do it. If you're telling me like the way, the other way, that it's just because you're gomer on your maisa minui, l'chara there too, why mitzvah yoresh mishlucho? Maybe the third way, when you need your ratzon, even that's not so pashat. Why it should be released over there? We can hear maybe there's an idea. So this, but again, the Gemara sounds not that way. The Gemara sounds like the Gemara is the sounds like you just reading to on the inyan and then you reading. When we're talking about the Indian, he's talking through the Indian. He's trying to just bring options on the table. The Gemara sounds like it has nothing to do with specialness of Karban Pesach. It has to do with any other carbon is the same thing, and it's just teaching us the regular halacha that Shlita Bezar is kosher. So this is just a wrap up. Again, we start off.
Saying that this is the reason why we said it here. We're not arguing anymore. Why did Mishnah say poked over here, shita?
Yeah.
So the reason is because here there's a reason why the Mishnah wanted to say it.
No, but then you should say that reason. Whatever the reason. It says if the question is why here and what here should say, it should say reason. It should say the reason is because since you're here by, let's say the
Karban Pesach. Maybe that's Pashim. Pashim is the reason. The Chiddush is the Kamachma of the Mishnah is to tell you that.
Why can't there be Kamash? No, the Mishnah tells us that Mitzvah Moriah is Mishnah. The Mishnah in Kiddushin tells us Mitzvah Moriah is Mishnah. This is before the Mishnah in Kiddushin, whatever it is. The Mishnah also tells there that Shita Bezar is kosher. It's Mefurisha Mishnah. It's Mefurisha.
This Mishnah can't hold it, that's kosher.
Okay, I hear. Okay. You want to say that maybe we can, okay. I hear. The Losh of Rashi is not that way. The Losh of Rashi sounds like. Well, I'll show the Rashi's not going. Rashi's not going there. Rashi says Shachet Yisrael in Rotsa if he wants to. It sounds like it's not telling us a special thing that you should do it.
Because the
tradition
is different
saying the tradition of what's it called? Get the Kosh, that's the tradition of the Mishnah. Okay, you're saying is just like we're quoting the Gemara and the Beis. Just like you joke with the Gemara and Beis, you joke with the Rashi of the mouth. That's what you're saying. Okay, I hear. Again, let's just recap. From most of the Rishonim, from the Pashas of the Gemara, it sounds like there's a mitzvah to do the Maisa Shechita, both by Kachim and by Psachim, and therefore you need Shlichas for it when you're doing it, and that's what's mashma from the Rishonim and from the Gemaras. But there seems to be a lot of discussion about maybe that's not true. Maybe by Shar Karbanos, maybe you don't need a shliach, and certainly maybe you don't need a shliach, right? You don't need to do it yourself, and then by psachim there's even more discussion.